Saturday's result against Notts County was a bit of everything. We had the result and a performance, great performance. So, you know, we have to build on that. And it has been coming. Hopefully we'll get something on Saturday and take us into a good week after that.
Does it have to become kind of the benchmark now, that level of performance, what you've got to recreate week after week and build on?
It has, but as we know in this game, it's a results-orientated game. And that breeds confidence. You know, you have to look at the way Portsmouth have performed, you know, the first four or five games of the season. They were all over the place calling for their heads. But the performances haven't changed that much. They haven't changed at all. The performances have been pretty consistent, but they weren't getting the results. Now they've got the results, all of a sudden the outcome it's changed. And I think we're a little bit of that at the minute. We've been playing well, threatening to get results, but haven't been getting them. And then, you know, a good result away at Carlisle and a good performance against Notts County. And, you know, everyone thinks it's changed, but it's been threatening. But we've now got a couple of good results.
Can you take inspiration from what Portsmouth have done then? The fact that they have started to get what they've kind of reward they've deserved for their performances?
Yeah, definitely. As you say, you know, they're second in the league. They're going well. I've watched them quite a lot this week, and it's exactly the same. And it's momentum and getting them a couple of results to go and build on and get yourself into the playoff places and, you know, top three of the league. That breeds confidence, and teams then start to say, well, they must be a good team, and start sitting back and giving you a lot more respect than what you should have sometimes. So, yeah, they have done well, Portsmouth. I honestly think that we can match them in all departments, and I can see a very good game.
We won't go over all the old ground of all the previous managers and players and this, that and the other, because we did it at least twice last season. Yeah. Is there a rivalry, though, as a result, not just between the players and the management and this, that and the other, perhaps between the clubs because of the frequency you've played each other lately?
Well, as it stands at the minute, Portsmouth are certainly looking to Accrington to enhance their squad and their staff. And they seem to look at our results and take a few of our players. So, as far as rivalry goes, not on our behalf, no. If Portsmouth want to use the word rivalry to get their players up, then it's totally up to them. But it's another game for us, and we just want to build on our momentum.
And I suppose it's slightly different for the players on an individual level. They'll have teammates from last season. There'll be a bit of text, phone calls flying around, and that's just the nature of the game, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. As you say, you know, there's a lot of Portsmouth players who were once at Accrington, and a few of their staff who were once at Accrington, so that's bound to happen. That's just part of the nature of the game. We'll just address it as any other game. Our Thursdays, Fridays will be a build-up for the Saturday. We'll do nothing different. We'll tell the players anything different and just hope that the occasion takes care of itself.
Last one, how are you looking numbers-wise? I know having Brown back and Clark back and Eagles on the bench was such a big boost at the weekend.
Yeah, it was great for John and myself to turn round when things aren't going right and you get a knock or an injury or you want to change something, to turn round at your bench and see you've got the calibre of Chris Eagles and Mark Hughes. Seeing them on the bench behind you is a big fillip for us, and that only bodes well for the squad. As it stands now, we've got a fully fit squad apart from Seamus McCartan, who is touch and go whether he'll be fit for Saturday. So everything's looking good at the minute.